We'll give this a few minutes. If you're online, you should have a poll that you can participate in, and it looks like we're getting responses. If you are not online or like to vote by voice, please do so now. And you may also vote in the chat using the chat feature. Just going to give this a few more seconds here. All right. I see that we have 10 yeses, one abstention from the poll. I don't see anything in the chat, and I did not hear any votes in the by voice. Moseley Park, we will add your presentation to the end of the presentations section of the agenda. If there are no objections, I would like to adopt the amended January 2025 agenda. Hearing none, the amended January 2025 agenda is now adopted. All right. Next, we have reports from city department representatives. As a reminder, please try to keep your comments to 1 minute and leave time for residents to ask questions. First off, is there any representative from APD on the call? Okay, I'll move on to Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? First of all, I'd like to tell everyone Happy New Year. Good evening for the night. First order of business, I'd like to just let you guys know that the roads are rough outside, just in case you guys didn't know it. And it's probably safest to be inside at this time. Today, we were supposed to have a cadet graduation for new cadets to be entering the field, but we had to cancel it due to the weather. We will have a few come into our battalion, which will service you, some of you in your homes, your neighborhoods, I'm sorry. I want to notify everyone, make sure you check your smoke detectors and at least change a battery once every 12 months. Definitely check your CO detectors. They usually have good for about 6 or 7 years. Those are good to have, especially this time of year. We do allow blood pressure monitoring at the stations. It is free if anyone has any need for it. And I just wanted to notify anyone, if you know anybody in the process of looking for a job or interested in joining the fire department, we are hiring at this time. That'll be all. Do I have any questions from anyone?
All right. Thank you, Captain Rob. Do we have anyone on the call from Public Works? Do we have a representative from the solicitor's office?
Yes, we do. This is, hold on.
All right, Toby, what do you have for us? Toby, I believe you are muted.
I'm sorry.
There, I got you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Okay, I'll start your talk over because I am kind of benevolent.
Okay, nothing new to report. The games, there were a few extra arrests because of the games, people jumping over the banisters and whatnot, and all Ohio people. But their cases were dealt with this morning. So there's really nothing new to report. Any questions?
All right. Any questions for Mr. Johnson? All right. Thank you very much. Do we have anyone from 311 on the call?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Allison Murillo. I am your 311 ambassador for this evening. I will do my best to keep it under a minute. Please continue to reach out to us to report any of those non-emergent city and non-emergency situations, like street repairs, any of your garbage needs, bulk collections, code enforcement violations, and of course, many, many other types of services that we offer. We do have our five different ways you can reach us. You may dial us at 311 if you're inside the city. We extended our hours back in the summer. We are now open from Monday from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday. You may also email us at atl311@atlantaga.gov. Set up your own account if you would like at atl311.com. You can download that ATL311 mobile app and chat with the virtual assistant that we now have. And then lastly, you may reach us on all of our social media sites. I have placed all of our contact information in the chat. And to note, I did want to bring to your attention, we do have a survey link in there that if you would like to click on that and give us your feedback on tonight's presentation, we would welcome any and all comments. Also, there is a form in there that you may click on and fill out if you are interested in having an ATL311 representative present at any of your community meetings or community events. The ambassador, community affairs coordinator, she will get back to you within 2 business days. That was all I had. I didn't have any new information. We do just want you to continue reaching out to us in any of those ways if you have any of your services that you need. I'm also ready to take any questions or concerns. I can escalate any cases for you if you choose. Thank you so much for letting me speak tonight.
Hey, any questions for Atlanta 311? All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Murillo.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone from code enforcement on today?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ms. Rodmore. I'm your code enforcement officer for K. Tonight, we're going to go over the reports for property maintenance and highly hazardous. Property maintenance is 55. Highly hazardous is 12. Property maintenance is basically overgrowth, junk trash debris, or junk vehicles. Highly hazardous are open and vacant properties, unsanitary conditions, and burnt structures. If you have any questions you would like to report, I will leave my contact info at the bottom of the check, and you also can contact 311. That's it for tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Rockmore. If you wouldn't mind putting your information in the chat in case anybody needs to reach you. Also, is there anyone who has a question for code enforcement? Thank you very much. How about the Mayor's Community Engagement Program? All right. Are there representatives from any other city departments? I believe we had someone looking for an opportunity. Kelly Benton. Let me ask you to unmute.
Hi. Good afternoon, evening, everybody. Just brief update. I hope you received the email about the leadership meeting for Tuesday the 28th. And I just received notice that the city facilities will be closed again tomorrow, just so you know. So I'm sure they will reschedule that city council meeting, but I will send out an official email update. If you're not receiving the updates and you would like to, please put your email address in the chat and I'll make sure to put you on our list. We also sent out information about warming centers or shelters. They'll be open until tomorrow at 3, but now it will probably be extended, but I'm not sure at this time. So far, the shelters will be open until tomorrow at 3. Again, if you're not receiving our updates, please put your information in the chat for me. That's it.
Right. Just quick note on there. Ms. Benton, you're from Councilmember Byron Amos's office. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for future reference, we have elected officials as the next next area. But that's totally fine. Welcome. I know you're new to the position. Welcome. We're happy to have you. Ms. Ndiaye, did I say that correctly?
It's Jai, but I wouldn't Jai. Guess.
Wow, I was way off.
I would not guess for you to be able to guess it at all. So hello. My name is Mariama Jai. I'm the innovation team director with the City of Atlanta. I sit in our executive office. I might be who you're referencing around the community.
Yes,
engagement
I think
piece.
So.
Okay, got it. So it's so good to meet you all. I joined the city about May of last year and working on an initiative called Clean and Green ATL, where we're trying to stimulate clean energy and green jobs. But I'm mainly interested in talking to you all, whoever wants to connect with me. If you are a homeowner who has tried to or has successfully been able to upgrade their homes in terms of making things more energy efficient, whether you're getting a new HVAC or insulating your house, if you are a small business contractor, if you're a property owner, I would love to hear from you. We're gathering stories right now of people's experiences. And the goal is that we'll bring anyone who has contributed to this piece of this work, come back together to actually be part of the defining what the solution to these challenges are as well. So would love to find 30 minutes of your time for anyone interested in sharing their experience with me. I'll put all the information in the chat. And again, that is if you are a small business contractor, if you are, you know, have done upgrades to your home or have tried to, if you're a property owner, I'd love to connect with you. So I'll put my information in the chat. There's a quick form. You can either fill out the form. It'll take you literally a minute to find a time to connect with me, but I'll also put my phone number and my email in. You can just shoot me an email as well, and we'll find a time. I'm meeting people wherever they want to. So I've had phone calls, I've had Zooms, I've gone over to folks' home and hung out with them in their house while they kind of shared with me. So very open to any situation. So thank you all for your time, and I'll put my information in the chat.
Well, thank you very much. Any questions? All right, wonderful. I think I saw Major Mormon join the call. Major Mormon, do you have a report for us from ATPD?
Yes, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's staying safe out here. We're really dealing with some challenges with the roads throughout the city. A lot of icing over. We've had some multiple accidents, pileups throughout the city. And so we're 24/7. So we have our officers working diligently, responding to calls and, you know, helping out where we are in NPUK over the last 28 days. We're down like 40% in our part one crimes. The biggest challenge that I'm getting is a lot of shoplifting. One of the locations I'm getting a lot of headaches from is, again, 644 Joseph Lowry. Actually, one day last week, saw a bunch of individuals hanging out there. We approached them. It was about 10 of them drinking and, you know, doing stuff they had no business doing. Approached them, and actually one of them tried to take off running from the officers, caught him. He had a stolen gun and various amounts of drugs on him. So we made that arrest. So that was a good arrest that we got from that store, because we continue to have issues and complaints from that store. But overall, I have 5 new officers that are starting next week. So looking forward to having that. We'll put them on foot beat the first 2 weeks, and then we'll incorporate them into, I think 3 of them are going to the overnight shift, and then 2 are going to go to the evening shift. So questions, concerns, or issues, please let me know.
Thank you, Major Mormon. Any questions for Major Mormon? All right. Very good. Before I go forward to comments from elected officials, have we had anyone jump in from Public Works or Mayor's Community Engagement Program? Okay, let's move forward to comments from elected officials. We already heard some comments from Councilman Byron Amos's office. Do we have any words from Councilman Jason Dozier's office?
Yes, I am here. Great to be with you guys tonight. I hope you all are staying nice and warm. So we're at the top of the year. We don't have too many things. I will say that our first town hall of 2025 is coming up soon. I will be sending out details as soon as we finalize our location and date. It will be on a Saturday, which is a little unusual. So look forward to end of February, beginning of March for that town hall information. A little bit up MLK, we celebrated the launch of the Georgia Main Street program for MLK yesterday. And so get ready to see a lot of historic preservation, economic support and investment through that commercial corridor piece on MLK is very exciting. And I hope you guys see some cool things and you attend some of the programming they're going to be doing. And I will be sharing that as it comes up. The last thing I will say is redistricting happens this year. I know my minute is running out, but if you have any questions about redistricting, you can go to district4atl.com and click on the District 4 redistricting guide and access some quick info there.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Luster? Okay. Do we have anyone on the call from Commissioner Khadija Abdul-Rahman's office? Okay. Moving forward, are there any comments from elected officials from APS? All right. Do we have any? Oh, I see a hand. Amber?
Hi, I'm a representative from Councilmember Michael Julian Bond's office.
Amber, I think you remuted yourself.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm the MPU coordinator for Councilmember Michael Julian Bond's office. I don't have any announcements at this time, but I do want to let you guys know that we're available to help if you have any issues or need anything escalated. Councilmember Bond's office is here. I left our contact information in the chat. Office number 404-330-6770. Councilmember Bond's email is mbond@atlantaga.gov. You can also CC me at amadison@atlantaga.gov. And I'm also here to take any questions now if you would like for me to relay anything back to the council member or need any help with anything, need anything escalated or whatnot. Any questions? Oh, can you see me?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Madison. Doesn't seem like we have any questions. Are there any other elected officials represented on the call?
Thank you.
All right. Hearing none, we can go on to committee reports. Mr. Taylor, do you have any reports from us from APAB or from zoning?
Yes. And we at APAB, we met over the weekend. We met this Saturday. I'm still waiting for the official voting report. However, we did have some walk-in legislation that we voted to approve in support of the Inspector General. So that will also be going around. Additionally, we voted to officially support an NCAA Legal Defense Fund is having an event this Thursday from 6:30 to 8 at the Southern Center for Human Rights, and that's 60 Walton Street, in support of the Inspector General and just to learn more generally about the importance of Inspector General to the city. So APAB next meeting will be the third Saturday in February at 10 in the morning at City Hall, which is February 15th. And that is all for APAB. For our zoning report, we have one voting item for special events, and that's the Fluffy Cloud Experience. Event organizer is Eric Barnes at 1080 Donnelly Howell, and two items for voting under zoning, V24-231, and applicant is seeking a special extension from the zoning ordinance to reduce porch below minimum width and depth requirement and to allow the front-facing garage to extend past front facade. And that's 131 Chickamauga. And the other item is U2446, applicant seeking a special use permit to operate an event center at 874 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, with a public hearing of February 6th or 13th. And with that, I will turn it back over.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. And for the city planner's report.
Good evening, Mr. Toll, and all members and guests of NPUK. This is Jack Staples speaking.
I'm sorry, hold on one moment. I forgot to take questions, and I see a hand from Amber. Amber, do you have a question about APAB, or do you have a question for Mr. Taylor?
No, I don't have a question. I forgot to make one announcement. Council member just sent to me that the city will be closed again tomorrow on Wednesday, the 22nd, and I dropped the flyer in the chat.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sorry for the interruption. Would you please continue with the planner's report?
No problem. I want to first congratulate you and the new board of NPUK, and I'm looking forward to a great 2025. So with no further ado, I have no significant updates to report on the NPUK's previous voting items, and two brief announcements to follow. So the Department of City Planning is continuing to update Plan A, Atlanta's Comprehensive Development Plan, outlining the city's vision and goals for future growth. Public meetings continue through February 6th, with draft chapters open for comment until the 28th of February, and draft maps until January 31st. You can review the drafts and check for any updates at the website atlantaforall.com. And secondly, NPU University is now accepting registration for its 2025 winter courses. With nearly 40 courses free of charge, NPU University supports the Department of City Planning's mission to foster thriving neighborhoods and community engagement. NPUU educates, empowers, and equips Atlantans to be effective community representatives and leaders. You can visit npuatlanta.org for course details and registration. And I've got two links. They're going in the chat now. And that's all I got for you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Staples. Do we have any questions for Mr. Staples? All right. We can then move forward into matters for voting. As I mentioned at the top, we've got three items for voting. And we are starting with a special event application from the Fluffy Cloud Experience. Do we have a representative from the Fluffy Cloud Experience on the call tonight?
Hello. My name is Eric Barnes. How's everyone this evening? I'm on behalf of Handover Fist Foundation. We're hosting the Fluffy Cloud Experience. The event is centered around inclusivity, diversity, and bringing marginalized groups together. It's primarily centers around the experience of music, food, and community. The event will be on March 15th, with our rain date being on March 16th. As far as backgrounds for me and for our organization, we host several events throughout the year to raise funds and donations for our sleeping bag drive that we do during the winter. This event is part of that programming. The event will take place at 1080 Donnelly Hollowell in the rear portion of that facility. The event will also, a majority of the event will take place in an enclosed area, while the remainder will be with the food trucks and such, will be outside in the rear portion. I'm here for any questions anyone has. We have experience doing large-scale festivals, safe event festivals over the past 15 years in the city of Atlanta. One of our most recent was we did the tree lighting for Cook Park. We did that recently, so that's our most recent event. But I'm here for any questions that anyone might have.
All right, thank you, Mr. Barnes. Do we have any? This is located in Bankhead / Historic Weston Heights. Is there anyone from the neighborhood who would like to speak to this application? All right, hearing none, are there any questions from anybody in the NPU for Mr. Barnes?
Sorry, I just missed when the dates were for it.
March 15th, with our rain date being March 16th. So we're hoping March 15th.
Jeremiah Jones.
What time will the event run?
The event begins at 2 in the afternoon and runs till midnight with amplified sound. There will be an after-event food festival after that up until 2 a.m.
And parking, will people be parking across Donnelly Hollowell? And if so, will there be any police officers there to help people cross Donnelly Hollowell? Because that's also an intersection that a lot of people get hit at.
Yes. So all the parking will take place on site. That's one of the reasons why we're holding the event in the back portion of the property. And as far as we are working in conjunction with APD to make sure that, you know, the traffic impact is minimal, if bad, you know, at worst, and really making sure everything works distinctly for the neighborhood as well as the event.
Chad Murray, recognizing?
Yes, so 3:15 and 3:16, that's a Wednesday, Thursday, respectively. I'm going to the site, the Fluffy Cow Cloud Experience. High fidelity sound light platform featuring bass frequencies 28% lower than any other on the planet. Am I in the right site?
Yeah, the Fluffy Cow Experience, yes.
Okay.
This is their touring activation, so they do different types of events, different size of events in different places, depending on the location that they're at. They've had activations at Burning Man. They've had activations at the EDM EDC in Las Vegas. The activation they're doing here is a scaled down version of that. This being a new market, this is their first time coming to this market. So with it being a new event, they're scaling it down to make it more susceptible for our urban environment. You had another question on there, I believe.
Yeah, was that the only my first thought is it's concerns about the noise. So I believe I heard earlier that this event will be going till midnight and then beyond that till 2 a.m. Or explain it to me again.
The event ends at the amplified sound will end at midnight. There is a food festival, kind of food court after it till 2 a.m. As far as the speakers being or the music being sound ordinance, we make sure we match all the sound ordinance with APD, as well as they are creating a special system that will suspend the speakers so they will not, that bass won't travel throughout the neighborhood. The entire setup is manufactured around producing the event in an urban environment. So we're very, and one of the things I've been doing this for a really long time, and one of the things I've always been a stickler about with any event is that we match the neighborhood. We don't come into the neighborhood and disrupt their, you know, what's been going on in the neighborhood. I've done events at Piedmont Park for 10 years. All those events that we do, the biggest thing for me is always making sure that the impact of the neighborhood is minimal. So there's another question on there, I believe, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, my mind goes to concerns on noise. So I'm glad to hear all this. Has there been any engagement with representatives from the Bankhead neighborhood about just having contact information for yourself available if there are any noise issues? And by the way, I'm in Howell Station. We're an adjacent neighborhood, so
mm-hmm.
we can not as yet as well.
not as of yet, but I would love that kind of information. The city doesn't really give me that level of detail with the neighborhoods. They just kind of give me the NPU and the council person. So I would love to have that information to correspond with.
Okay. I'm not sure how to get you in touch with anyone in Bankhead, but I think at the very least, it'd be nice if someone from Howell Station had your contact information just in case if noise levels did get out of control.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop my email in the chat so anyone can contact me and or anyone can refer me to anyone else in those neighborhoods. That'd be helpful as well.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's just the concern I wanted to voice. Thank you.
I see a hand from Greg Antoine. I recognize you now.
I believe Chad had said that the 315 and 316 dates were a Wednesday and a Thursday. They're actually a Saturday and a Sunday.
That was the other question I was trying to answer. I forgot about that.
I am so sorry. I was looking at the wrong calendar dates. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
No problem.
All right, great. Any other questions for Mr. Barnes? Okay, I'll now entertain a motion for the Fluffy Cloud Experience application. See a hand from Greg Antoine. Recognize you.
Motion to support.
Got a motion to support from Greg Antoine. Is there a second?
Second from Jasmine Hope.
Got a second from Dr. Hope. And I will now figure out how to launch them. All right, the poll is live in the chat. If you would like to vote online, please do so. If you would like to vote in the chat, you may do so as well. And I will now hear any votes, any voice votes. You may do so now. I'll give it a few more seconds. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll. All right, I've got 19 yes. I'm sorry, that's not correct. Let me restate that. I've got 14 yes, 1 no, 4 abstain from the poll. And I don't see any votes in chat, and we didn't have any voice votes. Give me a moment here to record this information. With 14 yays, 4 nays, and 1 nay and 4 abstentions, the motion carries. All right, next we have 24-231, a zoning variance application, 31 Chickamauga Avenue. Is the applicant on the call? Okay, I do not hear from the applicant. Is someone from the Moseley Park neighborhood on the call to speak to this?
Yes. Hey, Arthur, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, this is Muhammad. I'm the president of the Moseley Park Neighborhood Association. The applicant met with the neighborhood last month. We took a vote to not support. So I believe the applicant is planning to withdraw the application, and that's why they're most likely not on the call.
Okay, so you said you said not support?
Yes.
Okay. I think in either case, we are going to need a vote on this call. Would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion to, since the applicant's on a call, I guess we can defer until they come back on a call, since I can't withdraw for them, but
I don't believe that is necessary. And if someone wants to be parliamentarian on me on this.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I think you can go ahead and make a motion to not support, and then it wouldn't, withdraw, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Okay. That's the case here. So I make a motion to not support the application.
All right. Motion from Mosilla. Is there a second?
I second. Greg Antoine.
I got a second from Greg Antoine. I will go ahead and start the poll. And this motion is to not support. So if you do not want to support the application, click yes. If you do want to support the application, click no. And then if you you may vote in the chat or voice vote. I'll give it about 10 more seconds. Right, the voting is concluded. There are 14 yays, 1 nay, and 4 abstentions. There were no votes in the chat and no votes in person and no voice votes, so the motion carries. All right, moving right along. Next, we have application U2446, a special use permit application to operate an event center at 874 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard. Is the applicant on the call?
Yes, I am on the call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello, Mr. Edwards. Would you like to speak to the application?
Yes, I'm Bryson Edwards. I managed the Williams. So what was going on is, we were an event center and we were looking to it. We had applied for a liquor license and we went through the MPU meetings back in September or October, and we were approved by the MPU as well as the Howell Station to move forward to the LRB. And then we were getting ready for that, for the LRB. That's when I think it was the Office of Zoning came and said that we need to get a special use permit. So that's kind of why I'm here today.
All right, thank you. Is there a representative from the Howell Station neighborhood on the call? I'll open this up to any members who have questions for Mr. Edwards. No questions. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Sorry, this is James Hicks. I was just trying to, because I slightly remember this, just so I fully understand. Do you already have a liquor license and this is just a special use permit?
No. So we were going through trying to get the liquor license. And once we got the approval from Howell Station and the MPU, I started dealing with the inspector, I think it was Tillman, who was getting ready to set us a date for the LRB and everything. And when I was submitting the package that I need to submit to the buildings, Office of Buildings and Zoning, that's when they came back and said we needed to get a special use permit. So Inspector Tillman basically put everything on hold for us to go through this process. So part of this process was me having to come back before the NPU to, I guess, get this special use. So, no, but we don't have a liquor license as of yet. So we were still, that's what we were working on.
All right.
This is Chad from Health Station. So are special use permits usually required when trying to get a liquor license? Question for anyone? This is a special case. Do all liquor licenses require a special use permit?
It seems like, well, what it sounds like is it's because of special event space. Usually when we have special use permits, it's because of like Beltline overlays, etc. But I'm not sure what the requirement is for this specific space.
Jack, I can speak to Dr. Hope's point. So I work in OZD, and typically a special use permit is necessitated by the underlying zoning, or to Ms. Hope's point, to Dr. Hope's point, an overlay. It just has to do with the zoning code and whether or not whether it's a bar and restaurant or a package store or what have you, special event space is permitted in those permitted principal uses. And so if they're not, then the citizen or applicant can go through and request a special use permit, which is in effect a variance from the BZA, but obviously under a different name.
There were some other some other event space applications recently, such as Proof of the Pudding. Did they get special? Does anybody remember if they got these special use permit as well?
I had the exact same question.
And my last meeting, Proof of the Pudding was on there for the same. We were going through the process at the same exact time. So I also was wondering if, you know, they're going through this as well. So yeah, I'm not really sure though.
I would think they would fall in the same category. They're the Beltline overlay, they're somewhat parallel.
Yeah, those look.
Yeah, shouldn't we be hearing from Proof of the Pudding then? If this is like, you know, two basically the same type of spaces, basically right around the corner from each other, you know, both needing liquor licenses.
Yeah, and I guess I don't understand the special use part. I mean, is it really tied to Beltline additional permissions needed because it's Beltline within the overlay, or is there some other special use that we're considering?
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Is there any way we could we consider delaying this till the next meeting until we get someone on here who could actually clarify what the special use permit is for this particular event space, as opposed to Proof of the Pudding, if Proof of the Pudding also is, you know, if they don't need to get the special use permit?
Jack, can you check what Proof of the Pudding had? I mean, we can look into the meeting minutes as well to check which one they went through. But I'm pretty sure that we did the liquor license. I don't remember them doing a special use.
Yeah, I'm looking for final action stuff right now. I'm also checking the zoning code for 874 Joseph E. Lowry. So I'll see what I can provide here in a second.
Yep. If you look at the August agenda from last year, that's where Proof of Pudding appeared on our agenda. They only were on for the LRB. They weren't on for any special use.
Sorry, Mr. Steele, you said they were not on that one on August?
Yeah, they were only on our August agenda for LRB. if you look at the August 2024 agenda, which have been the August meeting minutes.
Right.
Is there anyone from city planning on who could help answer this question?
Well, that's what Jack is. Jack is from city planning.
Okay.
Did we say it was the August meeting?
The August meeting is when they both appeared on the LRB meeting.
So in August, proof of the pudding was deferred. Let's see.
Yeah, we both were deferred, I think, until September. I think September is when we both got the go-ahead approval.
Yes, that's correct. They were both deferred. And then we approved them the next month.
I see motion from Chris and second by Chad. Chris Lawson and Chad Murray. Sharing the wrong screen.
So, Jack, is it my understanding that for the difference between proof of the pudding and then this space, is it actually different zoning? Because I know they're close to each other, but, you know, something could be right next door and have different zoning. And I know that that area where proof of the pudding is has went through the gambit when it comes to, like, zoning changes. So I'm curious, like, is that what's happening here? It's just the space where it happens to land is not
what
usually be used for. Sorry.
Dr. Hope, I think you nailed it. I think a couple years ago that development that proof of the pudding is in was rezoned to MRC3. So that would they are under different zonings.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to I just wanted to clarify. So for everyone else, since I was chair during all this, what it's seeming like is just because it's close and parallel. He's trying to make the point too. Just because it's close and parallel doesn't mean that it has the same zoning. So the special use permit is just basically to allow for them to use the space as an event planning. And proof of pending is convention center, et cetera. So
I believe that's true. So the zoning for 874 Lowry is live work conditional. And without jumping into the ordinance, there may be a condition that requires a special use permit for any kind of alcohol-related activity. So I think you do have it right there. It's just a matter of differencing zoning here, but I'm confirming. I'm looking at a whole lot of things at once. I'm confirming this for you.
So because they went through the whole gamut already, my opinion is to not further delay since they're already, like, last year went through the LRB and we approved, and it's close in proximity. So my opinion would be to go ahead and support.
Is that a motion?
It's an official motion. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't already an official motion on the floor.
There is not a motion on the floor.
So my motion would be to support.
Aye. And then I second that motion.
All right. I will launch a poll in the chat. Were you 2446? Anyone like to vote in the chat? They can do so. And I will also take any voice votes now. All right, I'll give us another 10 more seconds.
Yeah, so it's MRC 3C versus LWC. So mixed residential commercial versus live work. I can see if I can, if it's helpful, I can dig in to the zoning code and pull the language. But since we're voting already, y'all just let me know.
Vote has already proceeded. We have 12 yay, 0 nay, and 3 abstentions. There were no votes in the chat, and there were no votes in person because there are no people in person. And so the carries.
And Mr. Toll, that was 12-0-3, respectively?
That was 12-0-3, correct.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. We can move forward into presentations. Do we have someone from MNS Engineer and the Department of Grants and Community Development on? Okay.
Hi. My name is Clary. I'm here on behalf of the department. I apologize. So I'm here today to tell the NPU that we are updating the analysis of impediments and the 5-year consolidated plan. And both of those plans require a lot of community outreach. We have 2 surveys out right now. One is specifically for the NPU, so that the NPU has the ability to tell us exactly what they need within their community. Then we have a community survey out right now that's out for all Atlanta residents. I put my information in the chat. I'll be putting it again within the chat. So if you have any questions or any concerns, please feel free to reach out directly.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Peralta? All right. Next, a beam from the Academy for Innovation in Medicine. Christy, do you need to share your screen?
Yes, you. Please.
Okay, let me just here. You should be able to share. Stop.
That wasn't really anything private. It was just a copy of a document. Okay, so thank you so much for having us tonight. I am Dr. Christy Beam, and I am joined tonight by my colleague. I know that Ebony Johnson, our parent liaison and advocate, is on with me. I'm not sure if any of my colleagues, if Dr. Mark House from Morehouse School of Medicine or anyone from Grady's been able to join. We were kind of playing musical meetings tonight with the snow and illness and everything else. So anyway, thank you so much for having us tonight. Like I said, I am Dr. Christy Beam. I have been a teacher, principal, and assistant superintendent here in Metro Atlanta for the last 26 years, giving my age away. But I'm here tonight to, I'm very excited to tell you about the Academy for Innovation in Medicine. We are Georgia's first STEAM with 2 M's middle school here in Georgia. We have been had the wonderful, wonderful privilege of partnering with Morehouse School of Medicine and Grady Health System. We are a proposed public charter school here in Atlanta, and we are seeking to open
in this area in the fall of 2026. So next fall, we will be submitting our petition for charter to Atlanta Public Schools and the state of Georgia in March. So we are here requesting a letter of support that you support our model and for us to potentially, you know, locate in K. We do not have an actual facility yet. Like I said, we're not opening for about 18 months, but we do have a location because of our partnerships and the internships that our students will be doing. It is important that we are located near our partners. So we will be located on or near the Atlanta University Center campus as close as we possibly can to Morehouse School of Medicine and Grady Health System. So you can see that circle there. You can see K as well in that circle that we are seeking, actively working with a facilities consultant and seeking facilities that would be appropriate for the school at this time. As I mentioned, we will be Georgia's first STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medicine middle school here in Georgia. What we have done is taken several research-based effective strategies that are being used with high school students here, in the United States and in the Atlanta area. If you think about the rigor of early college, that's dual enrollment, allowing students to be able to take college classes while they're still in high school, that rigorous STEM education, combining that with the relevance of work-based learning and CTAE, or college career technology, or career technology, agriculture, education. And so combining all of those together, we have created a new model that allows our students to earn their associate degree and their career credentials while they are still in high school. So they will graduate ready to begin those professional careers or move on to advanced degrees or do both. So we say we support our students all the way from middle school to med school if that's where they choose to go. And we are fortunate enough to have partners that know what it takes very well to be, to get that entrance into medical school. So the reason that this is so important to us and to the community, and the reason that we are starting with healthcare, even though we have a model that is replicable across locations and industries, is that there is a critical healthcare shortage in our state, in our nation, but definitely in our state. Georgia ranks number 2 in the nursing shortage in the United States. Georgia currently has 40,000 openings in the healthcare industry. And by the time our first graduates graduate in 2030, that's expected to grow to 100,000 openings. Although we have tons to be proud of here in Atlanta, we also have a lot to work on. And one of those is that Atlanta, by the last census data, leads the nation in racial income inequality. So we are addressing income inequality, educational inequality, and healthcare inequalities while we are addressing the healthcare shortage in the area. That obviously impacts all of us. You can see that in Fulton County, there are zip codes that exist that have a 12-year or plus greater life expectancy difference, primarily based on zip code and race. So our solution to that is to create our market-driven, student-centered model that we have created. So we have worked directly with the best in the industry, Grady Health System and Morehouse School of Medicine, to understand what their future needs are and their projections for hiring. And so we have created a model where students can enter, do their internships, be hired as part-time skilled workers by the time they finish their first certification at the end of 10th grade. They continue on in 11th and 12th grade to earn those associate degrees and further career credentials. This really impacts our students in a positive way because it offers them that early entry into those professional careers, offers them a job that leads to a living wage right out of high school, and then the opportunity to move on and advance their career as they so choose and be innovators in the field. So I thank you so much for this opportunity to talk with you. We are truly seeking community support to create this innovative model with the community, not just for the community. So I appreciate any questions you have. This is our QR code if you'd like to personally support us, and we appreciate you considering our letter of support.
All
Thank you very much, Ms. Bream. And you are requesting a letter of support from the NPU, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. I will entertain a motion if anyone would like to make one.
Before we do a motion, I just wanted to ask a question. Thank you for your presentation, Dr. Beam. I'm Dr. Jasmine Hope. I happen to now work at the AUC at Spelman, and then I'm at Emory as well. My question is, for the students that will be there, is for the charter school program, is it going to be mostly recruiting students from the area? Like, how would that work? Or is this more so like a lottery system?
Yes. So it depends on our authorizer, to be perfectly clear. So the way that Georgia has a concurrent application process. So our first application will go to Atlanta Public Schools to a vote. So we can be a local, public charter school. If that is the case, our students, our attendance zone will be Atlanta Public Schools. We will have all charter schools. We cannot have an admissions process. So we will not be, handpicking students or anything like that. However, if we have a wait list, we will have to have a lottery, but we can wait that lottery, and we will be waiting it by the zip codes 310 and 314, which are those right around the Atlanta University Center. So those students would have, not solely recruited, but they would have priority if they choose to apply. The only difference between a charter school and a traditional public school is that students have choice to be there. So if we are a state charter, we can expand our attendance zone to be throughout the metro. So including DeKalb County, including Fulton County, Clayton, and Cobb.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions for Dr. Beam. All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to support Jasmine Hope.
Chad Murray, second motion.
I've got a motion from Jasmine Hope and a second from Chad Murray. Watching the poll in the chat, and if you would like to vote in the chat by typing yes or no, you may do so, or abstain. And if you would like to vote by voice, you may speak up now. Let those as slow down, so I'm going to go ahead and end it now. We've got 14 yes and 0 no and 1 abstention. And so the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and speaking with us, Dr. Beam. It was great to have you. This was very informative. All right. I will move us forward to the amended item.
Sorry, Arthur, before you go on to the next one, there's a in the comment, Bean, would you share the information that you shared either with Arthur or I guess in the chat?
The presentation?
Yeah, the presentation, just so people can look at it after.
Absolutely. And I can also put our website and any other information that you would like. So thank you so much. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else I missed? All right, great. Now for our amended presentation, Moseley Park. Do we have someone to present for Moseley Park?
Hi, my name is Nick Isom. I'll present for Moseley Park.
Well, Nick, would you like to be co-host so you can share your screen?
Sure, yes.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Since 2023, we've been working on a project in Moseley Park to clean up a series of properties along Proctor Creek. In 2024, we got a grant from the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta to start the first phase of this project. And with that, we were able to clear 2 acres of land from kudzu and remove 2.5 tons of trash, which included car parts, tires, kitchen appliances, tarps, toilets, etc. We've been partnering with West Atlanta Watershed Alliance and Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. And right now we're looking to apply for a new grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation with additional partners that would include Georgia Native Plant Society, Chattahoochee Riverkeeper, Moseley Park Neighborhood Association, Hunter Hills Neighborhood Association, and Birds Georgia. And we were wondering if we could get a letter of support from the NPU for our grant application to help with community engagement and permitting for any events that we might do tied to the restoration work. You can see here, there's a synopsis of our project. Our main goals with this are to continue to clean out trash with Chattahoochee Riverkeeper, install a trash trap to catch inflow trash, and with that we can collect data that we can use to apply for future grants with. And then we're going to be planting native plants to replace the invasive overgrowth there. And the Department of Watershed, Office of Watershed Protection, is going to steward our project and help us to stabilize the stream banks so we can decrease the amount of sediment getting introduced into the creek. And I think that's all I have. You can see here, these are our other partnerships. You can see here, we have our letters of support that we're anticipating. We'd like to get one from the neighborhood. And you can see here, these are the roles that we have broken up between the different partnerships. With this project, like I said, we'd like to do some community engagement events, mostly tied to learning about stream bank stabilization, Piedmont riparian buffers, Georgia native plants, bird watching activities, naturalist walks, and then we have a proposed Firefly Festival that would be a family-friendly event to learn about the connections between healthy habitats, clean waters, and the health of insect and bird and amphibian populations. And I think that's all I had.
Are there any questions for Mr. Eason?
Yeah, this is Shar Johnson from Hunter Hills. I haven't heard about this project before. I'm wondering how it integrates or works with the Hunter Hills Refuge project.
Yeah, so Maya, she has given us a letter of support, and Hunter Hills is actually going to be one of our partners since it is the community immediately downstream. By removing invasive plants from our areas, we'll be decreasing the amount of invasive plants in the seed bank from seeds flowing downstream. We'll be replacing those all with native plants. We have 95 species that we'll be introducing there that would be native historically to a Piedmont riparian habitat. And so with that, you'll have the introduction of good, healthy native seeds flowing downstream, but also, like I said, reducing sediment from the scoured stream banks in their current state.
Well, Hunter Hills Refuge, under the auspices of the city, mm-hmm. is going to be doing about the same. So that's why I'm trying to figure out how this is different or how it's going to be coordinated.
Similar project. With our project, we're going to be adding in a trash trap, like I said, with Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. So with that, we'll be able to catch a lot of the trash that's coming from I-20. We believe that's where a lot of the trash is getting introduced from those from the drains that dump directly into the creek. We get a lot of, you know, face mask bottles, car parts, hubcaps, et cetera, that are getting introduced with every rain event. So we can catch those in flow here But yeah, this would just be a nice green space eventually within our neighborhood that people will be able to walk to and enjoy.
And it will still be along Proctor Creek?
Yes, ma'am.
Because we did have, the Chattahoochee River Keepers did have a catcher to catch all the rubbish and stuff that was going downstream. They had that there for probably about a year or so. So again, I'm just trying to understand, is this a duplication or is it an added benefit?
Yeah, it's a similar project. So Proctor Creek is considered to be 303D by the EPA. And so it's, with that, it's considered to be impaired. And it's one of 19 watersheds in all the United States. It's considered to be a very high priority for not just restoration, but also conservation and additional access to new green space. And so I think, you know, here, right here in Moseley Park, we can have access within a 5 or 10 minute walk to that creek from almost anywhere in the neighborhood and have access to nature.
And one final question, what is the timeline? When would you plan to start this?
Yeah, so if awarded, we're currently already working with these partners. We're just looking for new funding, but if awarded, we'd find out in late August, and we would begin some of the work with the city February of 2026. A lot of the project would happen throughout the year of 2026, going into early 2027 when we'd wrap up.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
See a hand from James Hicks. Mr. Hicks, I recognize you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to say to Char's point, it's definitely should be an added benefit because it's upstream and separate from the Hunter Hills project. This one is like completely led by the community members because with the Hunter Hills, it's like all the flooding issues. So watershed is coming in and kind of completely taking out the concrete and redoing that area, where with ours, it's a lot of overgrowth and just trash that's coming in from I-20. And so we're trying to basically get to a similar end goal, but we're starting from, because of the lack of concrete, probably a slightly better place. And so it's just the community trying to create a green space with different grants. And so this will be the second one that Nick is working on, a bit larger one this time to try to accomplish that goal.
Thanks.
Any other discussion about the Moseley Park project? I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to support Jasmine Hope.
We've got a motion to support from Dr. Jasmine Hope. Is there a second?
Second, Jamie Vidic.
And a second from Jamie Vidic. I will now launch the poll. You may vote using the poll in chat or verbally. All right, going to give a few more seconds here. Poll is concluded. We have 15 yays, 0 nays, and 1 abstention. And the motion carries. All right. Let's see. Going to the next item of old business, which we don't have any items for old business. And similarly, we have no items for new business. And then announcements. There's an announcement from from Plan A on the Atlantis Comprehensive Development Plan that has been listed in the agenda. The Department of City Planning is continuing the planning process to update Plan A, Atlantis Comprehensive Development Plan, meeting the minimum standards set by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs and Georgia Planning Act. The comprehensive plan sets forth the vision, goals, policies, and actions for future growth and development in Atlanta. In-person community meetings in February 6th. Public review and comment on the draft maps closes January 31st, and public review and comment on draft chapters February 28th. See www.atlanta.com for drafts and information to participate. For additional questions, please email plana@atlantaga.gov. And that is all the announcements that I have. Does anyone have any announcements that they'd like to share with the NPU? All right, hearing none, I would like to adjourn the meeting if there are no objections. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Stay warm out there, everybody.
Thank you all.
Hi, everyone. Congrats, Arthur, on meeting number one.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.
One down.
And you did it in time. That is
thank you, Mr. Tolk.
A miracle, a snow day miracle, if I...